This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Talking about Hurricane Sally. At least one dead, 30 inches of rain, and it was bad. Pensacola underwater. Boy, I have some pals in Pensacola who moved there a few years ago. Beautiful area, and just covered in water, but not just Pensacola. Now, we knew Sally was coming in hard in the sense that this, but it was going to be a water situation, and that's exactly what has happened. And a half or so, how you get so much water that gets dumped on one area of the country, and then the fire engulfing people's lives where they're barely getting out of where they live, and they have nothing left, but at least they have their lives, because so many others thought that they had time, didn't have time, and could not scramble to survive. So Pensacola, I'm going to go back to you. 30 inches of rain, storm surge turned the streets really into, no kidding, this description is accurate, white-capped rivers. I mean, it just, boom! So downgraded to a tropical storm by Wednesday afternoon. Sally's strong winds, though, did slam Bama and Florida. It moved right over that panhandle again. And that Pensacola Bridge, Bay Bridge, beautiful. No longer. A section of it collapsed, and downtown truly was underwater. One person died in Orange Beach, Alabama. And that's a little area between Mobile and Pensacola. And this is something that you could see coming. So there were people that got out of the way of the... But the flooding really dumped intense rain. Dangerous threat. So catastrophic flooding. Major river flooding. And you know, when you get the major river flooding, you get that heavy, heavy rain, it just doesn't go away like that. Trees are down, debris, boats, streets are flooded. They were just inundated. So, for example, a water level station in Pensacola reported being inundated around 5.5 feet above sea level. That's how bad. So there's rescues happening all over the place, and that's the good news. People were pulled to sailing, but it really was. If you looked at Pensacola's downtown, it looked like white caps. You were looking out into... it was nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. How much came down? Good thing is 200 National Guard members were there. are on their way. There's more on the way to respond to Hurricane Sally, because, you know, it's also the aftermath. What happens to the displaced people? What happens when you go back and you're cleaning out homes? Have to kind of crawl back, and you take a look, and you see the downed trees, the dangling power lines, and you see part. Breaking loose from moorings. It's a spectacle thing to see. When you see a giant barge, like those large, you know what I'm talking about, those large flat bottom boats used for carrying tons of freight along waterways. I mean, heavy, heavy freight. They got loose. They were floating down the middle. It looked like a brigade. That's what it looked like. So 5 of the barges washed up near downtown. Wow. Off course with a barge right there, and a moving storm with the drenching rains and the flooding, and the National Hurricane Center. Storm surge on record. So you heard what I just said. On and this was the third worst. I mean, think about it. At the peak, almost 6 feet. Man, thrashing. It was a thrashing. People banded together. That was great news. People were helping each other. The Pensacola Bridge was collapsing, and you just saw hunks of concrete, and you can see this anywhere, whatever machine you use to go and search on the World Wide Web, take a look, and the road, the brand new 3 Mile Bridge or Pensacola Bay Bridge connects the city to Gulf Breeze, and because of the high winds and everything else, I mean, they're going to have to... Serious work that cars, you know, just people staring in disbelief, the ones that stayed, at what they were looking at. Standing on, there was people I saw somewhere, they were because it was barely dry where they were, but looked super, super nasty. So in the meantime, while you have all that surge and the white caps right down the middle of the street and the bridge collapsing, you still have the historic exhausted firefighters, more people coming in to help, but you can only do so much on a line, and then you circulate back, and the fight to save Mount Wilson Observatory, those broadcast towers in L.A., about $1 billion worth, threatened by this bomb in the Angeles National Forest. Some of you in Cali know exactly where I'm talking about. It's tough. Hang with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
There are many things that I would be proud of if I'd only invented them, such as the wheel, the washing machine and the tumble dryer. On these inventions, surely I could retire. I want to retire, no longer required. I want to get by with.
The nation as we get ready to either elect a new president or re-elect our current president. And I've said this before on the air, it's not just about that. It's also about what's happening in your local area. So meaning who you're voting for possibly representing you in some other capacity in Washington, D.C., whether it's for the Senate or Congress or other issues that are very, very important locally. Infrastructure is a big one across the board in many areas. There's been a lot of discussion about that. And this is pretty big. A lot of people are talking about, are they voting early or what's happening there? Election 2020 is shaping up to be, it always feels like that because since I've been on these airways, I always say, this is a big one. This is important. Hopefully people vote. To me, it's about if you want to complain and whine about what's happening in our country, then get your rear end out there and vote. I hate it when people say, my vote doesn't matter. Your vote does matter. And if more people voted, then maybe you get the representation that you want. When we look at the Senate, there are 23 Republican seats in play. For the Democrats, there are 12 seats that would be, as we say, in play. Some of those races are tight. Some, I think, won't be tight whatsoever. You know, when you get closer in that circle where you're less than 50 days out from an election, you look at the polls maybe a little bit closer. We see the smoke from the fires in California, Oregon, and Washington, and then how it's washing in so many different directions. And then we look at the polls that are out there, and in this Wisconsin poll, it shows that Biden is holding the edge, but it's a very narrow edge. So to me, it seems as though we're seeing that the polls are tightening a bit. In this Wisconsin poll, it shows Biden at 52% to 46% for Trump, likely voters, and 50% to 46% among all registered voters. So neither gap is that incredible or significant if you're talking about a margin of just over 4 points, because that's in that whole sampling error thing. So to me, it's saying that it's pretty close, that, yeah, Biden's in front in Wisconsin. So if you ask the open-ended question, which they did, if the presidential election were held today, who would you vote for? Who are you leaning toward? And it's too close to call, according to many of the polls, just too close because the margin of error is right there. And what are the issues? So equal treatment of racial groups, coronavirus outbreak, crime and safety, the economy, discouraging violence at political protests. These are kinds of the kinds of questions that were asked in a Wisconsin poll anyway. And Trump, remember, won the state by less than a percentage point in 2016, which would mean about 23,000 votes through the spring and the summer. Biden has consistently led the polls, but not by a heavy margin. So that shows that this could really go in either direction. And then the post-ABC polls in Wisconsin and Minnesota, where Biden holds a bigger lead, are the first in the series of surveys that look at attitudes of voters in key election battleground areas. And how do they get their information? You know, it's such a great question. They do it by professional interviewers through random sampling of cell phones and landlines. That's how they're getting the information for these polls, by the way, because I understand I'm always skeptical of what I hear with polls. Well, how did they get that data? How did they round those people up? What did they pull from, in other words? And the president's ratings overall and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic are in the negative territory, and they are kind of a drag on the candidacy. On the pandemic, 54% disapprove of the way he's handled things, 44% approve. So more than 9 in 10 who disapprove back Biden, more than 9 in 10 who approve support Trump, rather. So there you go. Interesting to watch as we look at the so-called tea leaves getting closer to the debate on the 29th and getting closer to some people being ready to vote, getting out there and voting early. I got a card in the mail, I think I talked about this, where it talks about your vote matters and call today and vote early and find out about early voting because it's happening. And there you go. The issues of voting are even something that's being taken into consideration. Now, there's so much conversation about what happens with the Postal Service, and the Postmaster General suspended some cost-cutting maneuvers, but not the moves that experts there behind some of the worst problems, because 7% of first-class mail was delayed in the weeks where people were affected. And what that equals, I was reading a Washington Post story where they broke down the numbers, which I love. They said it delayed about 350 million pieces, or 7% of the country's first-class mail, in the first 5 weeks that the cuts were being enforced. And that's something that was a report that was published by the Senate top Democrat in charge of postal oversight. So the report portrays the agency where leadership was barely prepared to implement the new policies and didn't anticipate the upheaval they might cause, and they're still trying to find their balance with the November election getting closer and millions of people continuing to experience longer wait times for their mail and for their packages, which they can ill afford because, let's face it, they're on borrowed time in a sense. The Postal Service has been in trouble for a while and just bleeding money. Forget politics, leave that all aside. And they're saying that's the reason for the cut. But the cut turned out to be more deadly because it's about speed and it's about getting packages to where they need to be, because businesses will certainly pay a little bit more if they have to get it there and expedite it and not worry about it. And I think people will do that too when they want to send something off to, somebody. So when did that happen? That happened in mid-July. That's when that 300 million pieces of first class mail over those 5 weeks were seriously, seriously delayed. And there's lots of questions about the cost cutting that went on and the high speed mail sorting machines and the public collection boxes and all of that. And they're not going to be replaced. And then the transportation schedules, that was probably the biggest controversial change. The postal workers and independent experts say that's causing most of the problem, is the temporary dip in service, getting trucks to run on time. That would affect all categories of deliveries. But how do you run a postal service efficiently and effectively? Logistics are huge. You have to have effective logistics, that kind of an operation that delivers 6 days a week in the United States. Otherwise, people are not going there. I mean, what do the four letters strung together USPS stand for? People don't want the possibility of their mail getting there. They want the guarantee that the mail will get there. So there were a lot of questions, and on the Hill they were questioning, what about the mail service delays, and what about the operational changes, and how does that affect it? So the main reason that this has been spotlighted so much is not so much because people were complaining about their mail, but because will this be smooth for people who want to vote by mail? And this is the argument between the administration and the Democrats that rages on. What do you have to say about that and other things? We're going to the mailbag next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said, not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News. Someone mailed a poisonous package to the president. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Secret Service and FBI are investigating after a package filled with poison addressed to President Trump was intercepted. The package contained ricin, a highly toxic substance that can cause nausea, vomiting, and stomach bleeding, usually followed by organ failure and death. The package was intercepted at an off-site facility before it reached the White House, and President Trump was never at risk, according to officials. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In northern Los Angeles County, the Bobcat Fire has intensified amid high winds. On Saturday night, the fire had burned nearly 100,000 acres and was threatening desert communities. A firefighter has tested positive for coronavirus and sent the team in charge of firefighting efforts into temporary isolation. In California, fires have killed 26 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later. Trucks, outdoor boxes, and farms to assign to destination. There's no harm, no
harm. Let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mailbag indeed. This one is from Wally, and Wally says, Kate, boy, I listen to you every night and hearing you talk about what's happening in California, Oregon, Washington. I feel so depressed, but I'm glad you're informing us. I want to do whatever I can to help people out there, and I suppose I'm not a fireman. Otherwise, I would pack up my gear and I would do what I could if it was possible to get out there and help with some of these fires. It's very, very sad to see this and to actually see the areas and that you talk about and then go and look at them and see, as you described, especially in Oregon, those towns that were decimated, how awful it looked. And I just wanted to say that you really grabbed me when you've been talking about this. And I wish those people, God bless them, I wish them the best. And I hope that this nightmare is over soon, because it is just sad to see. And especially that observatory that you've been talking about, in a sense, because it is such a historic landmark. I knew nothing about it, but after you said it, I looked it up, and dang, if I hadn't seen it in a couple of movies, one of them was a Jim Carrey movie. Yeah, I think it was Yes Man that you're talking about, by the way. And there's so many people that are endangered with these fires and the severity of you know, in some of the areas of what's happening is just unbelievable. And that's one of them, of course. The Mount Wilson area is what you're talking about. And they have these bark beetles. I was asking someone today, well, we understand there was conversation about the lightning strikes that were causing some of the problems, but what else happens? And I had this long-winded explanation given to me about these beetles, and apparently that, you know, you look at the tree bark and you see these burrowing marks from a beetle infestation, and that with the drought and everything else just combines and fuels what happens with the wood in these trees. You know, the beetle wreaks havoc, rather, and 80% to 90% of that one creek's fire's fuel came from the timber that the beetle killed because of how it ate it and how fragile, I guess, it made it like tinder that was easy to go up. I mean, you know, who thinks of that? You don't really think of that, but now you know this is something, the bark beetle is something that does happen, and it can happen anywhere, but especially they're seeing that in parts of California. And you have some of these forests, some of these parks, they're still closed. Of course they're closed. 20 in LA County are closed. The Sequoia National Park is closed because the Castle Fire is kind of near there. They've evacuated areas around it. So, boy, it's really, really tough. And also very tough for businesses that were starting to open up, but because of the thick fog of smoke, a lot of them can't open up. Now, that may only just be a few days from last week and a few days into this week, but it's, you know, not good, obviously. We need some good news is what we need. And there is good news out there, and I guess the good news is, and I got this one from Sam I Am, long-time listener of the show. Sam, you need to call us again. And Sam says, Kate, despite everything that you're hearing about COVID-19, I have to tell you that a lot of people that I know across the country, and I have a business where I speak to people pretty much anywhere, you name it, and I'm hearing wonderful stories of neighbors coming together to offer jobs, offer assistance, help out with schooling, donating laptops and whatnot. And it's really incredible to see the values of Americans that so often are challenged, and we don't hear these good stories, but there are good stories out there. I heard a story about one man in Tampa, Florida, just outside of Tampa, who heard about a school where the majority of kids didn't have internet, and he paid for 20 different families to have internet for 3 years with the budget and arranging it and whatnot. Can you imagine the hoops they probably had to jump through to make that happen? And they were people that he had absolutely no connection to. So I say Americans are people who do stand up for each other no matter what their politics or differences may be. Yep. Sam, thanks for telling us that story. And I agree, there's a lot of stories that we don't hear about. And I'm bringing back the clappers to let you know about some of the things that are happening on the front lines and what people are doing to those that are impacted by either wildfires, the pandemic, or, you know, even this wall of water that's happened now a couple of different times along the Gulf Coast. All right, this one is from Ann, and Ann is listening to us in Portland. And she says, Kate, my email, since I've never emailed you before, has two parts, so I apologize to the listeners for that. But if you do read this, my first is I want to tell you, if you hear about Portland and the fires and how thick the smog is, it's really, really true. You can't see your hands barely when you walk downtown. That's for the past 2 days. And my second part of my email has to do with the vaccine. I know that you talk about the vaccine a lot. And one of the things that I heard earlier this week is that states need about $6 billion from Congress to be able to actually distribute the vaccine. So there's one of the first hurdles. Whether people are going to get it or not is one thing, but they have to be able to distribute it. So the Trump administration, I guess, released a map of the plans to feed some of those doses into the areas, the suburbs of America, because the warning is to be expecting the worst with the fall and the flu, and the sooner the vaccine's available for those who want to take it anyway, that much better. And it looks like the CDC is bleeding, pardon the pun, I guess, but $600 million in relief funding is what they have left. So they need the states to step up and become part of the resources. What do you think about that? Well, there has been conversations about that in the last day and a half or so. Here's what the problem would be, and by the way, right, but states are having lots of problems meeting what they have to meet, whatever their obligations are to function because of the pandemic. And because of that, and then layoffs, furloughs, whatever you want to say, it depends on the area we're talking about, but it's created lots and lots of problems, and especially with the financial side of it, but it's a mess. There's no doubt about that. Then I got this one from Antonio, who said, I know that you used to live in the East Coast or grew up here. I think I've heard you mention about New York City. But New York City, despite what people are saying, has been shut down much more than you think because they're trying to reduce the coronavirus. And that's part of what worked so well in the beginning of the pandemic. While so many people were dying, so many areas were being shut down, and that I think made a huge difference. So I think we're going to see, while there is more reopening, we're also going to see more of shutting down of some of the areas for safety's sake. And I don't know if you saw any images coming out of New York State, but I'm assuming that you did. Yeah, and it's funny you bring that up because people are talking about that again, but like Grand Central Terminal, which is beautiful. I used to stay, every time I went back to the city, I would stay over and around that area. And there's like nothing. You see so many people stream out of there and around there. And they believe having really clamped that down, more sort of a lockdown-ish thing, that you had that final reduction and the novel coronavirus. They did a study, and they're doing lots of them, but they did a study, Columbia University, Mailman School of Public Health, and they're saying that, wait till you hear the research on this, but the limited contact, the closing the schools, and telling non-essential workers to stay home really, really works. And they may go back to that if they have to, if there is this second wave. All right, we're nailing the score next here on the show, so get ready for the game of the week in the NFL.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Remember, you can always rather send me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. We got our unofficial poll. We're just throwing out there. Did Prez get reelected, or is it Joe Biden? What say you, America? I'm curious to tap into the brain of this big audience and see what you're saying. Handicap it for us ahead of time. I think we're going to see a split. We see a lot of splits, which makes me happy because I think that means we probably have a good cross-section of a lot of different kinds of people who listen to the show. Why not? Everyone's invited to the party. It's about the conversation we're having in our neighborhoods, whatever those conversations are, right? And we're trying to include everyone in the conversations, or at least I'm trying to include everyone in the conversations. All right, speaking of including people, let's bring in Eric, our technical maestro, as I call him, to the show for a little this or that.
Hey, what's up, Kate?
Hey, Eric. All right, did you have a good week?
I did, yeah. It was good.
I like how you say, I did, it was good.
It was great.
Okay, that's better. It was great.
No,
I like
it was,
that. It was great.
It was actually great. I actually went to the casino last night and won $74.
Oh, did you feel safe in the casino?
Yeah, everyone was wearing masks. They made, it felt very safe. I won at the poker tables.
Were you playing 21, or what were you playing?
No, Texas Hold'em.
Oh, I love Texas Hold'em. You were playing Texas Hold'em. Nice.
Yeah, I won people's money and then left.
Okay, I've won. I'm getting up and I'm cashing in my chips. $74 is pretty good.
Better than losing, right?
It's better than losing, and poker is a slow play kind of thing. So if you make ridiculous big bets, that's usually when you lose them.
Yep.
Yeah, good
and
for
then,
you.
And you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
It's so true. And most people don't know. I lived in Vegas, so I know all about what you're talking about. Most people don't know that they get on that wild adrenaline rush and they start to win and then they lose it back and more.
Yep.
That's crazy. Cool. Well, I like that story. So you were at the casino and I was at the movies. We look at, in this or that, we look at two different things. Yeah, I sort of have a choice of one or the other. So there's a lot of conversation about Apple AirPods, and they're expensive, but now they're under $200 for the first time in forever. And Apple's got these just forever products. And some people listening could care less. They maybe don't even like Apple. There's something about the Apple Brigade. But if you are an Apple person and you had a choice between the Apple AirPods or the Apple Watch, which would you choose?
I actually don't know much about the AirPods, but, I would say the watch, but I can't wear anything on my wrists because they get annoying. So, I'll go with the pod.
Okay. So the pod are their ear, like earplug, you know, so you can listen to music, and they just don't have any wires or anything. And people that have them swear by them that, oh, it's the best, you can hear, the quality is so good, that whole thing, and somehow they stay in your ears and they don't fly out of your ears. But a lot of people rave about the pod. I would do the watch because I have the watch. So I was not a watch wearer. I had the same problem as you. I don't like things on my wrist. And they gave me, because of all their screw-ups or whatever, things they owed me, the phone company, I ended up getting one for nothing, basically. And it's turned out to be, yeah, so that's a good, right, that's where I'm going. And it worked out good, so when you're working out or just time-wise, you're using it as a timer, there's a zillion things you can do with it. And it's been pretty good, and it doesn't bother me on my wrist because the way the band is shaped and how it feels, it's not like a regular watch.
Sweet. Yeah.
Plus it's waterproof.
Oh.
Yeah, it's waterproof, too.
Yeah, no worries then.
Yeah, you dive in a pool, some crazy thing happens, somebody squirts you with water, whatever, well, you don't have to worry about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'll definitely go with the watch then.
The watch. Okay, so the watch is me too. Vinyl versus CD. You have a choice between, and this seems so old school right now, but would you do CDs or would you do vinyl? Would you do records?
Vinyl, yeah.
And why vinyl?
Well, CDs are good and have good quality too. It's not about too much about quality, but vinyl has that sort of warmth analog feel that sort of I can't explain it. It's just timeless, you know. And CDs are great, but yeah, vinyl's better.
Vinyl's better. Vinyl is selling more than CDs. So this year, vinyl sales have outpaced CDs in the U.S. for the first time since the 80s. Vinyl records accounted for $232 million worth of music sales in the first half of the year compared to CDs, which only brought in $129 million.
That makes sense.
Because people are going back in time. They're going, you know, what's old is new.
Well, I think they're realizing that vinyl's just more precious, you know. CDs, like the quality of when CDs first came out, were, you know, it was cool. But now we're in the digital era where vinyl is much more appealing than CDs, you know.
I think so, too. And I think that people have more time. So with the lockdowns, the whatever, with COVID-19, that there's something about messing around with the vinyl and getting that. So that's why I think that's part of it, too. The whole idea that you could play records and the sound and the nostalgia of it and all of that, I can see why that would be bigger.
Yeah, I think vinyl is much more like newer and foreign to like young people these days than CDs are. So like it makes sense that they're more interested in that. So
yeah, I think so too. Airbnb or a hotel, which would you feel better about going to right now?
Right now. Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world?
I would say Airbnb just because it's cheaper, and I've had good experiences with it.
Yeah, I like Airbnb better too because it's especially you can get a standalone, and that's what we did in the mountains, and it was really a song. It was good. It was inexpensive. It was beautiful. It was impeccably cleaned and everything else, and I felt safe. So yeah, I'd say Airbnb too.
Nice.
Definitely. That comes to this question. If you had a choice between one of two things, I mean, everything's paid for, of course, fly, get on an airplane and fly, or go to a movie, which, of course, I just did, which would you do?
I'd rather fly.
If you could fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows with a fly. I know people that have flown. They say they feel good. They don't feel like they were in jeopardy in any way. Well, all right, here's for the...
I was going to say, my brother's a pilot. He actually brought to my attention last week or something that all the air that you're breathing in the airplane and the air is being circulated, I guess. So it's not as, like... confined as people think or something like that. So there's less.
He's saying it's better.
He's saying it's safer than you think as far as you know, the COVID.
Right, because that's the theory, is that you're near people, they could hack on you, something could happen, but he's saying, yeah, even with the system, don't think that. All right, most important, Dancing with the Stars versus The Masked Singer. You have no choice. You have to watch one of these shows for an entire season. Which one do you pick?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, me too. I can't watch the crazy Masked Singer. And even Dancing with the Stars, I can only do so much of that. But I would watch that over The Masked Singer.
Sweet.
All right, once again, This or That in the books. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Lynn Williams. Interesting, because Lynn Williams has a book called Human Breeding, The Elephant in the Room, and talks about whether we like it or not, our personalities are traced back to our family, and it's important to know. Stay with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.